The Public News Service Daily Newscast, January the 25th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. The U.S. House of Representatives is delivering the articles of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate today. Trump is accused of inciting the riot at the Capitol January the 6th to stop the certification of the election. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says the trial in the Senate should begin within weeks, arguing an indefinite delay serves no one.
The president may need but very limited time to organize his defense, but the country deserves a prompt trial.
Many Republicans have argued the trial is unnecessary because Trump is already out of office. President Joe Biden is demanding quick action on hunger. Our Andrea Sears reports that many New Yorkers who are receiving SNAP and pandemic EBT will be getting increases in their benefits.
An estimated 29 million adults and at least 8 million children nationwide are experiencing food insecurity because of the pandemic. On Friday, President Joe Biden signed an executive order directing the Agriculture Department to allow states to increase SNAP benefits to the lowest income recipients and to raise emergency benefits for families whose children would normally be getting free meals at school by 15%. Joel Berg, CEO of Hunger Free America, says that should benefit at least 3 million New Yorkers.
This is the boldest, biggest administrative step to fight hunger that any administration has taken, really in the modern era, at least since the Great Society program.
The White House says a 15% increase in pandemic EBT benefits could give a family of three about $105 more to buy food over 2 months.
Meantime, in a few weeks, the USDA-run Farmers to Families Food Box program will resume. We get perspective from Kentucky and Nadia Robligon.
Anti-hunger advocates say the situation is dire for families, especially for children, many of whom are remote learning and don't have access to regular school meals. Household food insecurity continues to soar statewide, and some counties have reported up to 35% to 40% increases in need. Kentucky State Director with Save the Children, Alyssa Taylor, says rural communities in particular face several logistical challenges.
The food boxes are delivered on semi-tractor trailers, so getting those into these communities that are far off the beaten path is more and more difficult. We really have to work and negotiate and make sure we have volunteers on the ground standing by to unload and distribute them.
She notes the program currently has a wait list. Save the Children and ag tech company App Harvest recently distributed hydroponic plant kits to 1,600 kids in eastern Kentucky so they can try growing produce indoors.
This is PNS. Senator Bernie Sanders, the incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, said Sunday Democrats would use a rare procedural tactic to pass major parts of a COVID-19 package if Republicans refuse to move on the measure. CNN reporting Sanders will use the move known as reconciliation as soon as we possibly can to pass the package by 51 votes in the Senate rather than 60 if Republicans don't move the legislation. And a bill in Montana would end same-day registration and close late in-person registration. Ruthie Barber is with Ford Montana and says it would be a boundary for many voters.
That would be driving to that county elections office twice. And then, of course, many of us work full-time, various jobs, so many full-time students, business people, ranchers, and parents, single parents especially.
Wisconsin residents have shown a renewed interest in outdoor activities during the pandemic. But conservation groups and some local governments say to keep public lands viable, a key program needs to be renewed.
Next month, Governor Evers unveils his proposed budget, and nature advocates hope it includes reauthorization of the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program due to expire this summer. The state fund was established in 1989 to buy natural landscapes and administer grants for trail construction and other outdoor improvements. The Nature Conservancy's Matt Dahlman says it benefits residents all over Wisconsin.
Natural resources and our natural environments in the state are important, whether they're in an urban setting or in a rural setting. They're important to our economy. It's places where people get out, hike, ski.
Last year, the DNR reported a surge in visitations to outdoor sites, putting strain on operations and infrastructure. Advocates say that's why another 10 years of funding is needed. It's unclear whether Republican leaders would back the move if Evers recommends it. Some have raised concerns about debt obligations tied to the program. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Eric Tinganoff reports the public can weigh in this week on an experimental nuclear reactor that could be coming to the Idaho National Laboratory.
The U.S. Department of Energy has released a draft environmental impact statement for a new design known as a versatile nuclear reactor. The DOE says it will be used to test nuclear energy innovations, helping to push the sector forward. But Edwin Lyman, director of nuclear power safety with the Union of Concerned Scientists, believes its construction would pose risks for eastern Idaho.
People should ask questions about whether the DOE has really done the accident analysis that it needs to and is being honest with the people about the potential consequences of accidents at that reactor.
The versatile nuclear reactor is cooled by liquid sodium, which Lyman notes is highly potent. Reactors currently in operation in the U.S. are cooled by water.
This is Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.